a fundamental issue in how most of us live most of the time is attachment to, entanglement in, opinions, beliefs, and habits. In short, attachment and entanglement in thoughts. And failure to see this, especially the failure to see this when this is involved in, entails how we are functioning, what we are doing, what our living functioning is. So I will bring up a nice case from the Blue Cliff Record, the seventh case. Wei Cho asks about Buddha is the title. There's a beginning pointer that's actually quite extensive, but I'll read just the very beginning of it. A thousand sages have not transmitted the single word before sound. If you have never seen it personally, it's as if it were worlds away. As if it were worlds away. A practitioner, the main case, a practitioner named Wei Chao asks Fa Yan. Wei Chao asks the teacher, what is Buddha? Fa Yan said, you are Wei Chao. You are Wei Chao. The comment on this, he goes right up to him and takes him. You are Wei Chao. Don't misunderstand this. Don't get caught in what you think it means. If you try to explain it with things like Wei Chao is Buddha, that is why he's answered that way, that's useless. If that's the way you understand it, that sort of thing not only isn't helpful, but you entangle endlessly. And yet, it's very clear. If we make intellectual interpretations, then all of this is useless. And yet, this is what we're offered. So what is you are Wei Chao? Master Fa Yan was well known for responding by taking whatever was brought up to him and using just that to enable the questioner to appreciate, to be exactly this life that we are. And that's exactly what Joko's teaching has been all the time. Notice thoughts, emotion, thought, if we say it that way, label them. And that's just part A of how we practice. be the experiencing, this experiencing right this moment, not something special, but this experiencing that you always are, can't be any distance from. And yet, as I said, if we entangle in our thoughts, opinions, beliefs, habits, attached to them, then we miss our life. We miss our life. And we notice over and over when, how we are believing thoughts, believing opinions, believing feelings in the story, as opposed to being this experience. I've brought up before, but I'll bring this up again, the Bahia's instructions from the Buddha. These are very succinct, direct, clear. As I mentioned in the past, Bahia is someone who comes to the Buddha while the Buddha is out begging. He's someone who travels across half of India when someone tells him about the Buddha and the Buddha's teaching. He comes up to the Buddha and says, give me instruction, while the Buddha's standing there with a bowl going from house to house in the village. And the Buddha says, this isn't the time. And he says again, please give me instruction. The Buddha says, this isn't the time. And he says again, give me instructions. I don't know how long I will live, as you yourself teach. Life is impermanent. Now is when I need the instruction. So, being asked three times, the Buddha, despite it being alms begging time, when the Buddha is getting his food, the Buddha says to him a few words, and then he says, therefore, Bahia, you should train yourself thus. In what is seen, there will be just what is seen. In what is heard, there will be just what is heard. In what is sensed, there will be just what is sensed. In what is cognized, there will be just what is cognized. Just this experiencing, if I say it. Bahia, you should train yourself thus. When you are in what is seen, there will be just what is seen. When you in what is heard, there will be just what is heard. In what is sensed, there will be just what is sensed. In what is cognized, there will be just what is cognized. Then, Bahia, you will not be, quote, thereby. You will not, when you are not thereby, you will not be therein. When you are not therein, then you will be neither here nor beyond nor between the two. This itself is the end of dukkha. You will not be in your thoughts, just this experiencing. Experiencing is what we all are. It's not something distant. In what is seen, just seen. If I say it that way. Just hearing. Nothing you need to add to it. If anything, we need to subtract. No, that's not quite right. You don't need to subtract, but simply let go. The arising, passing thoughts, judgments, beliefs. Letting go of it enables you to open up to this experiencing, which is not something else, but is not covered over by your thoughts about, your judgments of, your entanglements in those. We all can do this, but we all must do it for ourselves, especially because of how much, how often we believe are thereby, therefore, therein, thereout. All the beliefs that we add on to this experience, which is, of course, more experiencing, except we entangle in it in ways that we miss. And then we go looking, what is Buddha? Where is Buddha? Looking elsewhere. It's not some intellectual understanding. That's useless. That's useless except as a reminder and encouragement. Just saying, oh, I myself am Buddha, and such things, useless. Or even explanations. That's useless. That those intellectual interpretations might make us feel good, but that isn't the Buddha's awakening. That's not the end of suffering and harm, dissatisfaction, and all sorts of agonies that we create for ourselves and others. You all know what your basic practice is. If you don't, please come. Ask once, twice, 100 times. I'll remind you and encourage you. Mushin will remind you and encourage you. Manshin will remind you and encourage you. But the whole universe is always reminding you and encouraging you, offering you the opportunity. So be this life that you are. Be this moment. Be this. And then you can take good care of all that needs to be taken care of. Thank you.